This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yesterday we were talking about the anxiety of people's, you know, money going down in their retirement accounts and, you know, kind of how it's a very stressful time. And so one of our listeners wrote me yesterday after the show ended saying that he cannot afford employees anymore. He can't keep the business model up. And he is one of many. And I've spoken to a lot of business owners where they can't afford their employees anymore. It's gotten to the point now where they can't pay their employees salaries or hourly wages. And this is going to lead to another economic crisis. And a lot of people don't want to say it or admit it. You know, I mean, people always say, okay, labor costs are high. Labor costs always kill you. Labor costs are always the most expensive of your overhead, hands down. But I met an employer a while back who said that the health insurance that they are required to pay for their employees, so in addition to the higher wages, they end up spending about $350 a paycheck per employee. That's an extra $700 a month per employee, and that's just for health insurance. That's not including the workers' comp and, you know, the taxes for each employee that you have to pay, not to mention what you pay them and, And so, this, you know, I was talking to this other business owner. They're like, I can't raise prices high enough to cover it. And so this is kind of a dilemma where many people, first, they got their butts kicked in COVID. They had a successful business. Everything was great. And then their governor or a public official said, sorry, you got to close down. So what? If people don't want to come in because they're worried about being ill, that's fine. You know, I'll let staff go home. We got to close down. Got to close down. So they closed down. When they were able to reopen, people didn't want to come back. Like, okay, wait a second. I could open. I could open. But there's no people that want to come back to work. And then when companies were allowed to open, public officials were like, you can only have 35% occupancy. Only 50% occupancy. So your business model just kept changing. So here you were. You're paying rent. Full rent, you have to supply, you have to stock, you're paying your workers more to come back, but you can't bring in the volume. Now people are telling me they can't even have volume because they don't have enough staff. Either people don't want to come to work or they can't afford them. So when Biden got on the microphone and said, pay them more, I see what he was doing. He was being nice. You know, a lot of employees are underpaid. But another problem we have is not only do we have employers who are cheap, but we have employers that literally can't pay more. You know, and so if you have an employer that can't afford their employees, they have to start firing. And then they have to have less employees. And then that employee has to do the work of two or three. That's what a recession ends up looking like. You know, it was interesting when the Great Recession hit during, you know, the 2014-15 years, actually even before that, 2011-12, you know, people were freaking out. They were going to get fired. You know, this next week there's going to be another round of layoffs. You know, oh my gosh, is it going to be me? And I started to notice that the people who were laid off and fired actually were less stressed than those who were expecting it. And one is, well, because, you know, my biggest fear is over. I lost my job. Now I'm on unemployment. I do whatever. But the other reason is those who got to keep their job had to now work the job of two or three people. And if they complained about it, they'd lose their job. So employers, if they're telling me You know, you know that these people are in trouble. And if they are saying, I cannot afford my staff, if you can't afford your staff, you have to, you know, I mean, with my practice, when Obamacare kicked in and everybody had high deductibles and patients weren't paying, I took out, you know, money from my house to pay my staff. And eventually I was like, I can't do it anymore. I don't have money to pay you. So find a job where the employer, you know, is not waiting on, you know, insurance companies to pay them. Leave medicine. Yeah, it's a horrible situation when you can't pay your staff. And I went weeks with no paychecks because money wasn't coming in. Patients weren't paying. They're like, my insurance. I'm paying my insurance. They should pay you. I go, but if the insurance isn't, they're saying you have a high deductible. You know, thank the ACA for that one. But they're like, I'm not paying you. The insurance says I'm not paying you. So if there's no money, you know, yeah, I did whatever I could. In fact, I wanted to post on Facebook. My bank account was $0. I emptied out my whole bank account as a doctor. And at that point, I was like, no, there's no money coming in. Forget with that. So, you know, when a university was interested in me teaching and another university asked me to teach, I'm like, yeah, I'll teach. So I closed my practice down. So if you get to a point where you can't afford your staff, you either have to fire people or you just can't work. And we're going to see service industries start to have issues. Now, what maintains these service industries even now or in recessions is the tips. So employees get to share some of their monetary demands with the customer. And so if an employer is allowed to pay a little bit less because it's a tip job, because people are getting tips, that might allow those employers to have more employees. But for these other jobs where employees are like, no, I need, you know, $70,000 a year. I need paternity leave. I need maternity leave. I need 4 weeks paid vacation. I need stress days, sick days. I need period days, menstrual leave. I need, if an employer says I can't afford them, you know, they're not necessarily being cheap. Now, you do have companies that they like their profits and they will not eat into their profits. But as small business owners, when you have no profit margin, there's nothing you could do. So the next big economic crisis we have is employers cannot afford their employees. So while we're pushing to pay employees more, and I get it, a lot of employees can't live on $7.25 an hour. You know, somebody has to listen and figure out what we do for employers who just can't afford staff. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, nobody, you know, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So whenever we hear of an outbreak, we start to go, oh, gosh, not again. So when monkeypox cases were starting to spike in a couple areas, we heard about them in UK, Spain, Portugal, some of us started to get this kind of sick feeling in our stomach, going, okay, we don't need this. And then yesterday we heard that the first case of the year was reported in the United States. No reason to panic. I told you guys last November there was a case. There was another case in July. We might get one or two a year. It might be on the rise. There might be something going on, but I'm in no position to tell anybody to panic. we do need to be on the lookout because we don't want a pox sort of virus, kind of like smallpox or chickenpox starting to spread. But these are pox, and pox are very infectious. So a gentleman in Massachusetts, it's being reported by the Department of Public Health, an adult male who recently traveled to Canada tested positive yesterday. He has been hospitalized and is currently stable. They're also checking contacts. So on their site, they said, the Massachusetts Department of Health today confirmed a single case of monkeypox virus infection in an adult male with recent travel to Canada. Initial testing was completed late Tuesday at the State Public Health Laboratory in Jamaica Plain, and confirmatory testing was completed today at the CDC. This was from yesterday. The DPH, Department of Public Health, is working closely with the CDC, relevant local boards of health, and the patient's healthcare providers to identify individuals who may have been in contact with the patient while he was infectious. This contact tracing approach is the most appropriate given the nature and transmission of the virus. The case poses no risk to the public, and the individual's hospitalized and in good condition. So this comes as the CDC had reported earlier this week that they were monitoring six people who sat near a passenger on a plane who is currently one of the positive UK cases. The affected Americans were sitting next to this gentleman from the UK on a flight from Nigeria to the UK. They were within three rows of the patient who later tested positive for the virus. So, you know, when they started to look a little bit closer as to who might be, you know, becoming ill, officials are now starting to hone in or focus on certain sex circles. So health chiefs in the UK, they say, are actively investigating venues visited by six homosexual and bisexual men who tested positive in the past week. These include bars, clubs, saunas, according to an update by the World Health Organization. Six of Britain's nine confirmed cases are men who have sex with men, which officials say is highly suggestive of spread in sexual networks. A similar pattern is emerging in Europe, where seven gay or bisexual men have tested positive in Spain and nine mostly young males in Portugal. The UK Health Security Agency today issued a direct plea to men to be vigilant for new rashes on their face or genitals. According to Daily Mail, experts fear the known cases are the tip of the iceberg because the majority of patients are not linked to each other, suggesting it is spreading more widely. So rather than it being somebody's partner at home, if this was at a party or hookup or whatever, then these are people that could be, you know, randomly with other people as well. So the World Health Organization released an update on monkeypox. It included a section on the situation in the UK, and it came before two more cases in gay or bisexual British men were announced. So the World Health Organization said health authorities in the UK have established an incident management team to coordinate the extensive contact tracing, which is currently underway in healthcare settings and the community for those who have had contact with the confirmed cases. Now, one of you had asked me yesterday, emailed if any of these people have HIV. Is this a concomitant virus with HIV? We don't know. So they haven't said. You know, obviously, men who have sex with men are at higher risk for HIV. It doesn't necessarily mean they have it. But you know, if there is an immunosuppression among these patients, you know, that you know, could play a role. But if they don't have HIV and they don't have AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome from HIV, then, you know, I'm sure they're going to announce that as well. So contacts are being assessed based on their level of exposure, followed up through active or passive surveillance for 21 days from the date of last exposure to a case. Vaccination is being offered to higher risk contacts. As I told you, there is a vaccine. They say a detailed backwards contact tracing investigation is also being carried out to determine the likely route of acquisition and establish whether there are any future chains of transmission within the UK. Sexual contacts and venues visited, like the saunas, bars, and clubs, are actively being investigated for the four GBMSM, gay, bisexual, and men who have sex with men cases. So, you know, some people are then alluding to, okay, well, then this is an STD. It's not necessarily an STD. Okay, you can get it from close contact, but you could also get it from large respiratory droplets. See, interestingly, that, you know, some headlines are saying you cannot get it from respiratory transmission. According to the CDC, yes, you can. CDC says transmission of monkeypox virus occurs when a person comes into contact with the virus from an animal, human, remember we spoke about bites yesterday, or materials contaminated with the virus. The virus enters the body through broken skin, even if not visible. So let's say somebody shaved, you know, or did a wax, it could break through. It could come through the respiratory tract, mucous membranes of the eyes, nose, or mouth. According to the CDC, animal-to-human transmission may occur by bite or scratch, bush meat preparation, direct contact with bodily fluids or lesion material, indirect contact with lesion material, such as through contaminated bedding, and human-to-human transmission is thought to occur primarily through large respiratory droplets. Now, respiratory droplets generally cannot travel more than a few feet, so prolonged face-to-face contact would have to be required to get it. Other human-to-human methods of transmission include direct contact with bodily fluids or lesion material, indirect contact with lesion material, such as through contaminated clothing or linens. So they think this might come from African rodents or monkeys. As I said, this was discovered in the 1950s, first human case in the 70s, and it was it's more common in Central and West Africa. So if somebody was in Nigeria, comes back to the UK, has sex with people in the UK, now, you know, people in the UK could have it. The respiratory droplet transmission, again, is now being debated. Now, there could be an issue. One thing that could be at play is even though chickenpox, smallpox, monkeypox has been known to be spread through respiratory droplet, there's a chance that this monkeypox might, if it's only occurring in sexually in people who had sex with other people, then we start to wonder, is this a more virulent strain, or is this a strain that is more susceptible from a sex standpoint? You know, is it a variant? So it is something, you know, to look at. So the incubation period is anywhere from 6 to 21 days. So if you sat next to somebody on a plane, you know, according to the CDC, respiratory droplet transmission, you'd have to be close to them. According to now, what officials are looking at is if you didn't have sex with them, there's probably a good chance you didn't get it. But we have at least 6 people in America being watched because they sat next to this person who ended up being one of the positive cases in the UK. So only 48 human cases have been reported since 2003 prior to this outbreak. Symptoms include fever, fatigue, muscle aches, headache, swollen lymph glands, which we call lymphadenopathy, and then the rash. The rash can begin flat, then form pustules and vesicles, then it scabs, just like chickenpox did, and fall off. Most cases will resolve in 2 to 4 weeks. Some cases could cause blindness. You could get secondary infection. You could get pneumonia. You could get sepsis. And sadly, fatality rate could be anywhere from 1 to 15%. So there is a vaccine. The vaccine is about 85% efficacious, called Jynneos or Imovune or Imovex. It is licensed to prevent monkeypox and smallpox because monkeypox is closely related to smallpox. Smallpox vaccine can protect people from getting monkeypox. So, you know, they're looking, studying this. This case, like I said, in Massachusetts did require somebody to be hospitalized. So, you know, if you feel like you got it or were exposed to somebody or had sex with somebody that, you know, you're a little concerned about, always get it checked out. Everybody's embarrassed. They're like, I don't want to tell anybody that I had sex. I didn't want to tell. Look, the average person's having sex. Okay. And, it's not, you know, gosh, it used to be so hard in the 90s because people didn't want to, you know, be open up about who they had sex with or, you know, if they were gay or bisexual or heterosexual. And honestly, we doctors, we don't care. Okay. You know, we love you all. Now that we're realizing even heterosexuality is a spectrum, you know, it's okay. Just get yourself checked out. Cases in Italy, by the way, have now been reported as well. Don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Peyton Genron, the man accused in the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store, has been indicted by a grand jury. He appeared in a Buffalo City court Thursday and is charged with first-degree murder. Gas prices are higher than ever for the ninth day in a row. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $4.58 a gallon. Kansas again has the lowest statewide average at $4.04 a gallon, but in California, the statewide average is now up to $6.06 a gallon. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says his constituents are hurting.
How do you work through it? I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, people, I imagine, can't drive less if they have to get to work, if they have to take their kids to school. It's now become real for a lot of people. This is not 1 week of gas prices up. This is now eating away daily, weekly, monthly.
USA Radio News. The Senate is voting Thursday on a big Ukraine aid bill. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell saying there is strong bipartisan support for the roughly $40 billion measure. Speaking on the Senate floor, he argued that turning our backs on Ukraine would have a ripple effect around the world.
Anyone concerned about the cost of supporting a Ukrainian victory should consider the much larger cost should Ukraine lose.
COVID cases across the country are continuing to rise. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Center for Disease Control is sounding the alarm again. The agency claims COVID-19 cases are increasing in some sections of the United States and are warning things could get even worse in the coming months. They're asking folks in the hardest hit areas of the Northeast and Midwest to consider reissuing calls for indoor masking.
This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I applied to medical school, I don't think I was held to a different standard. I had to have good grades. I was in honors college. I also graduated cum laude. I, you know, worked multiple jobs, so I got my grades despite working. They had fairly good MCAT scores, which was the medical school entrance exam. The medical college entrance exam, they call it, but, you know, I call it medical school. I had my research, I had my volunteer work, my community service, clubs, full picture. And when I did get into medical school, I took the exact same test the men did, right? And which is what I think it should be. I think, you know, we all should be treated equally, and we should get in based on our merits. And I don't think, you know, sex should play a role when it comes to you, you know, and your mentation and doing academics. Well, a Tokyo district court today ruled that Juntendo University discriminated against 13 women who took the medical school entrance exam and ordered the school to pay them a total of 8 million yen, which comes to about 62,580. 13 plaintiffs had taken the entrance test at the university based in Tokyo's Bunkyo Ward. This was between 2011 and 2018. They said the exam was unfair and they were discriminated against due to their gender. The plaintiffs sought a total of 55 million yen, including exam fees and other related costs from the university. So apparently in 2018, when this unfolded, it became known that, according to Asahi.com, multiple universities treated women who took the entrance exam for medical schools unfairly by setting up different criteria for male and female applicants. That led to a series of lawsuits by former test takers. A group of lawyers representing three class action lawsuits said that Tokyo's court decision was the first among the three. The Consumers Organization of Japan, a Tokyo-based nonprofit group, had also sued Juntendo University, demanding it refund the entrance exam fees. They say the district court in September ruled the university's practice discriminatory and ordered it to refund the fees. Now, I don't really know the whole ins and outs of how it was different. But one thing that we heard in a report was that, well, the schools were concerned that women wouldn't stay as long in the field. And they, due to needing to have a baby, needing to work less hours. And so it had apparently some bearing, allegedly, on the test, which, to me doesn't make that much sense. So, I don't know if I have any more information on that, but I think we need to have some very, very honest opinions on, where we are going in terms of male, female equity. As I've said, academically, give a man, give a female a test that academically we are equal, I believe. And I've known some women who are really smart, known some men who are smart, transgender, cis, all right, where there are obviously, distinct differences, in terms of muscle mass, bone structure, height, weight. That's going to be something that's going to have to be decided by sports and collegiate sports. And, as we spoke about, when California had a law saying, that's why I'm for, no law saying, look, we need to hire women or we need to do, something special for women. Because if you have a board, which apparently this law has now been found unconstitutional, and they say, look, we can only have three women, or you have to hire three women on your board. If you don't have three women, it's not a legal board. So people are fine. Let's get women, we're done. And then what if a trans woman wants to get on? Oh, sorry, we already got our women. Well, then, can't I? You see what I mean? You start to then put people in boxes, and I don't like that. I do understand there's a lot of physical differences between men and women that cannot be denied. And so, and that's for the courts to later decide, how we deal with equity in sports and equity, with everything else. But the concept of what if a woman works less? Should she get the same amount of money? That's going to be a controversial one. Because if I made less money than a male doctor because I took off earlier to pick up the kids or because I had to run, go to the school, pick them up, whatever, if I, had to take off work for childbirth, that I never expected to make as much money because I wasn't there at the office, So now, for me, I never really took off much maternity leave. I had 2 weeks off my senior year, so that's all I took off for the baby, and then I went back to work, and I actually brought the baby with me and things like that. And then when I had my own practice, I only took off 3 days. But if somebody said, Dahlia, are you making as much money as a doctor as somebody else? If I wasn't working the same amount of hours, I was working less hours, yeah, I'd be making less. And employers have to, manage that too. If they have an employee, male or female, that works on average 35 hours a week, and there's an employee that works for 40 hours a week, they have two choices. either pay that person who's working 35 hours less or pay that person who's working more hours more. Or another choice is tell whoever's working more hours to just work less so everybody's making the same money. So, you know, it's going to keep coming back and forth in court of, you know, what do we do? How do we do equal pay if somebody is not doing the same output? Now, if you have two people that are working 40 hours a week, they are working the same, they're putting the same output, and they're not getting paid the same, that's a problem. And I told you, sometimes that happens because when, you know, I mean, when I would apply for a job, I'm like, what are you paying? You know, this is what I want to make. You know, and I didn't really hardball, but you might have somebody else that hardballs. So if the job pays, let's say, $10 an hour, and you know, somebody's like, I'm not going to take a thing less than 12, and the company's desperate at the time that month, they might give that person 12. So now you have me who made $10 an hour, that other person 12, just because they asked for it. So you will see discrepancies because, you know, sometimes it's whoever asked for more got more. If you didn't ask for more, why would we pay more? But, you know, if you have an employer that's like, look, I just don't like you, you're a woman, and you're going to make less, they're going to be in trouble. So, you know, we have to decide, you know, what is going to be the most fair. Because, you know, if I was a woman or man who was working my full hours, and I saw somebody got to take off multiple times during the week and have less output and make the exact same money, then I'd raise my hand going, why can't I do the same? I got kids. You see, and that's kind of why there's that issue now with going back to work. So many people have friends that get to work from home. They are jealous. You know, they sleep in, they're in pajamas, they get to play with the cat or dog, get to jump in for a swim, get some sun, do work, yet they have to be at the office. So you see what people are doing. They're like, well, to heck with this. So if there's not equity established in amount of work, amount of production, then, you know, it's going to be an issue. That's why paternity leave is starting to become such a focal point. Because if a woman can get paid leave for taking off or having a baby, then, you know, men are going to want to take off too to spend time having a baby as well. I don't blame them. Why should you be the one working harder than somebody else if they're going to make the same money? So employers have to play this kind of fine line of you know, now, you know, I understand a lot of people, you know, have been concerned about hiring a woman in the early days because they'd have to take off for periods or they'd have to take off, you know, for child care. And that's why there's been these laws where you have to hire women, you know, if it looks like you're discriminating against a woman, you know, et cetera. But, you know, now employers are going to be caught between a rock and a hard place because if they, you know, don't want to look like they're discriminating, but now they're being accused of, well, you're paying somebody else who's working less than me. You're discriminating against me, and I'm a male. I don't know what the win-win is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So each year I talk about hurricanes. Why? Because we, you know, coming into hurricane season. Even though June 1st is supposed to be the start of the hurricane season, we are noticing tropical activity many times in May, and they're considering changing the Atlantic hurricane season to starting mid-May. But right now, we still have a June 1 start date. And I had told you a few weeks ago that they are expecting a more active season this year, an above-normal active season. Last month, I told you guys that there was a press release where researchers stated they expected 19 named storms. This is from Colorado State University, surpassing the 14.4 average number of storms. They're expecting 9 hurricanes, 4 of which would be classified as major. So there might be 90 storm days as opposed to the typical 69, which means we would be going well into fall. 9 major hurricanes, 35 hurricane days, 4 major hurricanes, 9 major hurricane days, and even higher cyclone energy. And so we spoke about the different hurricanes and, you know, why it really depends on the El Niño versus La Niña. El Niño refers to the ocean-atmospheric interaction where sea surface temperatures rise near the Pacific, causing increased wind shear in the Atlantic equatorial region. So it causes less activity, yet in La Niña is the opposite, where there's below average sea surface temperatures in the Pacific and then higher in the east or on the east coast or where we see Gulf and Caribbean. So if it's a La Niña year, it forecasts a more serious hurricane season. But what's different now about this headline is we have a loop current. Now, for some of you guys remembering Hurricane Katrina, you're like, wait a second. They were talking about loop current. Yeah, a loop current year is not a good one. And when warm tropical water loops far into the Gulf, this is a worrying sign. And a basic tropical storm could have the heat and the warmth and the, you know, gumption to become more hurricane. So according to the Daily Beast, they say when the loop current reaches this far north, this early in the hurricane season, especially when it's already forecast to be a busy season, it could spell disaster for folks along the northern Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida. They say if you look at temperature maps of the Gulf of Mexico, you can easily spot the loop current. It curls up through the Yucatan Channel between Mexico and Cuba into the Gulf of Mexico. Then it swings back out through the Florida Strait, south of Florida, as the Florida Current. This becomes the main contributor to the Gulf Stream. They say when a tropical storm passes over the loop current, or one of its giant eddies, which are large rotating pools of warm water that spin off from the current, the storm can explode in strength as it draws energy from the warm water. They say this year the loop current looks remarkably similar to the way it did in 2005. Remember I told you Hurricane Katrina was a 5, Category 5. By the time it hit the States and the Louisiana area, it was, you know, downgraded to a 4 or a 3. But what made that so devastating is it hovered. You know, we've had other hurricane news going, the hurricane's coming, and it sweeps up and out, and, you know, you wake up the next day going, oh, it's already up the coast and dissipated. Wow, that was fast. Not with Katrina. That sucker seemed to hover. And maybe the loop current gets some credit for that. Devastated New Orleans. They say of the 27 named storms that year in 2005, 7 became major hurricanes. Wilma and Rita also crossed the loop current that year and became two of the most intense Atlantic hurricanes on record. So the author of this looks like is Nick Shea. And he says, I have been monitoring ocean heat content for more than 30 years as a marine scientist. The conditions I've seen in the Gulf in May 2022 are cause for concern. One prominent forecast anticipates 19 tropical storms, 32% more than average, and 9 hurricanes, which I just told you guys about. Maybe he read my article. See? Yeah. He did his own research. The loop current has the potential to supercharge some of the storms. So it might not necessarily increase the numbers. It could, but the storms that we get might increase their ability to become major hurricanes. Now, they say it's not just about warm ocean water. They say once tropical storms reach waters that are around 78 degrees Fahrenheit or warmer, they could strengthen into hurricanes. They say hurricanes draw most of their strength from the top 100 feet of the ocean. Normally, these upper ocean waters mix, allowing warm spots to cool quickly. So, you know, because the water flows and it goes up and down, so it might be warm. And have you ever peed in the ocean and then you feel it and then you don't feel it anymore because it mixes really quick? Yeah, okay. They say, but a loop current subtropical water is deeper and warmer. It's also saltier than Gulf common water. That will inhibit the ocean mixing and sea surface cooling. That allows the warm current and its eddies to retain the heat to greater depths. So if it's more shallow, the cooler water could cool it down. But if it's deep and it's holding a pocket and it's got its own little system and circuit, then you can't hope that the water cools. They say in mid-May 2022, satellite data showed that the loop current had warm temperatures of 78 degrees or warmer. And this wasn't just 100 feet, it was down to 330 feet. By summer, that heat could extend down to about 500 feet. When you scuba dive, you really don't go more than 100 feet. Some people can go 130, but we don't really do that. So that's deep. The eddy that fueled Hurricane Ida in 2021 was about 86 degrees Fahrenheit at the surface and had heat down to 590 feet. With favorable atmospheric conditions, the deep reservoir of heat helped the storm explode almost overnight into a powerful and dangerous Category 4 hurricane. So they say within a storm, warm ocean water can create towering plumes of rising warm, moist air. Then it provides high-octane fuel for the hurricanes. So just like when you boil a large pot of spaghetti, they say, on the stove, and how the steam arises as the water gets hotter. As more moisture and heat rise within a hurricane, the pressure drops. The horizontal pressure difference from the center of the storm to its periphery then causes the wind to speed up and then the hurricane to become more dangerous. So in 2005, Hurricane Wilma had the lowest central pressure on record, and Rita and Katrina weren't far behind. So forecasters are worried about La Nina, which is, again, a La Nina year, so it's going to be more active. That's where the stronger trade winds in the Pacific bring colder water to the surface, create conditions that push the jet stream north, that exacerbates drought in the southern U.S., weakens wind shear, changes wind speed, and then in the tropical area, it seems to, I guess, shift to have more warmth and, you know, more moisture. You guys know more about that than I do. So it was a strong La Nina. We are in a deep, nasty drought. We got fires. So, you know, I told you guys, you know, there we already have the names. And you guys could guess, you know, which I always like to guess which names are going to mean, you know, we're going to have a bad one. I need to write it down because I forget what I say. And then when a bad one comes, I don't know what I said, you know. So there's like Hurricane Alex. I don't think much is going to happen with Alex. Bonnie, Colin, Danielle, Earl. I'm worried about Earl. Fiona, I'm a little worried about. Gaston, Hermine, Ian, Julia, Carl, Lisa, Martin, Hurricane Nicole, Hurricane Owen, Paula, Richard, Sherry, Tobias. Oh, Tobias might be a good one, you know, from Arrested Development. Yeah. Hurricane Virginie and Walter. The North Pacific has different names. Agatha, Blas, Celia, Darby, Estelle, Frank, Georgette, Howard, Yvette, Javier, Kay, Lester, Madeline, Newton, Orlean, Hurricane Orlean, but that's Pacific. Payne, Rosalind, Seymour, Tina, Virgil, Winifred, Xavier, Yolanda, and Zeke. Hurricane Zeke. If there's a Hurricane Zeke in the, on the Pacific, I'd be a little worried about that one. It just kind of sounds, you know, Zeke. I don't know. I just kind of feel it would be, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.